from Churchill Downs, 84 WHAS continues its complete coverage of the 124th Kentucky Derby. It's the biggest continuous sports broadcast in the world. Derby Day on 84 WHAS. Now, here's your host, Wayne Perkey.
All the beautiful people that are coming are already here, and lots of other people, too, you'll meet before we get through the course of this day. And you'll get lots of tips and lots of advice on how to spend your money or how to have a good time. We'll meet lots of folks today, like David Holland, who's out in the infield. David, good morning.
Morning, Wayne. How's it going? Hey, you all ready for Derby? All right. It's a sloppy infield this morning, but we're not going to let that bother us. Terry Miners, Bob Drees, and I are out here looking for trouble, and I bet we're going to find it.
Jane, I must tell you, you look great. That's a beautiful outfit.
Well, that's kind of you, Wayne. Thank you very much. We do try, and I have a feeling this is going to be a very busy day at Churchill Downs.
Mark Travis in Bank One Skywatch 84 is watching folks who are trying to get to Churchill Downs this morning, and the parking lot's beginning to fill up, Mark.
Yes, it is, Wayne, and if you could just direct me to the window for helicopters, I would be most appreciative to place my wagers for the Derby.
Morning, Terry.
Thank you, guys. I'm over here shooting a breeze with these people at the mutual windows in the infield. That's right. They're cranking out bets over here already. All right, you're over here at one of these betting windows. Let me go to the high roller window. This guy from Danville says he's a high roller. What's your name, sir?
Dale Lewis.
I'm Dale Lewis. How you doing, Dale? Well, how much is this beer you're holding? Because it's
$25.
They call that the alcoholic special. Yeah, and then the next step up is a beer IV. That's going to be $100.
I'm going to get this mint julep next. Fill this sucker up at what, a gallon.
You'll be ready to go. You'll be ready to go, brother. Well, listen, we're holding up the window here, so go right ahead and start cranking out your bets. Everybody in Danville, your money is being spent on liquor and women and all kinds of other things that were not intended. I'm sorry about that.
All right, Terry.
And it's a tight race. It is Cinnamon Creek who has the close lead. He's beginning to draw out. Cinnamon Creek now extends the lead out to about three lengths. Coming on the outside is Hong Kong Henry. Still holding second, though, currently is Silent Deputy. They come to the wire. It's going to be Cinnamon Creek. It will be close for second as the double comes on under the wire. Cinnamon Creek wins it easily. The double gets second over Silent Deputy. Then came Danny Sepp.
What's your name?
I'm Liz Crow.
Liz, where do you go to school?
UK.
Okay, great. Yay, hey, kids, we won! We won! And all these tarpaulins are down, and you brought a yellow blanket, of all things.
Oh, it's pretty. It's nice and springy.
Well, it's pretty, but there's mud everywhere, honey. Mud and yellow blankets.
We didn't bring anything that we planned to bring home.
Oh, okay. You're going to leave the blanket here?
Yeah.
I was going to say there's going to be a lot of vomiting frat boys throughout the afternoon. This blanket will never look good in a sorority house again.
We're donating it to the Derby.
Rick Pitino, we've been here before on this floor several times before. Never before have we talked horses. It's usually been winning basketball. Nice change.
It is a nice change, and certainly we're excited about Hallory Hunter, and Nick's done a wonderful job with the horse. And as you know, in the Derby, anything can happen. We need a little racing luck, and let's hope for the best.
You feel very welcome here, don't you?
Oh, I do. I love Kentucky, and certainly this is the premier race. And I'm very, very excited to be part of it.
Rick Pitino on Millionaire's Row, and this is Milton Metz for your Kentucky Derby station, 84 WHAS.
Inside the final furlong, Yes It's True leads by a length over Tactical Cat. Is It's True holding on? Tactical Cat stays just behind. Tactical Cat now gains a little in late strides, and we come to the wire, and very close, but I do believe that Yes It's True held on to win it by a fast diminishing head over Tactical Cat.
Talking to employee number 4262, otherwise known as Cat, who is walking around the grandstand with a pizza box on her head. For some reason, Wayne, I've gotten into talking to people who have boxes on their heads, and I guess you're selling this stuff, huh?
Yes. Cheese or pepperoni pizzas for Pizza Hut.
Well, how about that? And did you, like, go to modeling school or something? Did I have a box on your head? How'd you learn how to do this appropriately?
This is my fifth year here doing this, so I just kind of worked up to no hands this year, and it just kind of sort of sits up there.
While I'm talking to her, Wayne, you have to understand that she actually is standing here with this pizza box. How many pizzas are in there?
Eight.
Eight pizzas and napkins.
Napkins and Parmesan cheese and crushed red pepper.
She has condiments in there, too. Joe Arnold for your Derby station, 84 WHAS.
Hi, Karen. Nice to meet you. And you are?
Mike Sauerheber.
Mike, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You're her boyfriend?
Yes.
And you have a birthday gift for her, possibly?
Yes, I do. Karen, will you?
You're kidding me.
Yeah, I got her.
This is all set up.
Well, no, it's just this plan. Yeah.
What's the answer?
Yes.
All right.
I guess that's a yes.
That's a yes. Congratulations to both of you. All righty.
I'm Bob Sekulow.
And I'm Kirby Adams. And a lot more winners come out of this day than just the horses for Derby 124. Have a great day.
Well, we talk about the romance of the Kentucky Derby, but that's romance, right?
Jennifer State.
Jennifer State, I am here. I am running. Woo! This is Derby.
Way to go, Jennifer. Jennifer's pumped already. Now let me talk to her more sane friend. That would be Kelly Sen. How are you, Kelly?
I'm great. It's beautiful weather out here. Everybody needs to come out. Get down with all of us. And I'm having a good time.
Whatever that meant, yes, I believe you. We've seen a couple of rude incidents out here this afternoon.
These women have no respect for their own bodies, lifting up their shirts like some trash. They didn't.
Very good. All right, now we've had a little bit of a problem with this, Wayne, thus far today. These people that are pulling up their shirts, and we had one guy pulling up his shirt, and everybody got really, really sick all of a sudden, too.
Well, hi, guys. We are on the terrace outside of the Turf Club, and take a look who we've got with us. Folks, we love to see here every year. It's Dennis and Victoria Hopper. Good to see both of you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure to have you back again. Now, you haven't been here for 2 years, actually, right?
Yeah, we missed 2 years.
Yeah, but it's good to see you.
We did three in a row, and then we missed two.
I understand. And tell me if my spies are right about this, that you actually yesterday spent some time at a police station, but not necessarily for what you might think, right?
They picked me up two nights ago, and they told me they had an offer I couldn't refuse.
Yeah, sure.
And they were going to take me down for roll call at the police station. So I went down this morning, met all the police officers, and I had
yesterday morning.
Yeah. Had a terrific time. The police officers here have been so great to me. This is the fourth time we've been here. They've been wonderful. Just terrific. Great
now,
guys.
You've got another movie that you start, a Ron Howard production at the end of this month?
Right. It's called Ed TV, and I'm playing Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey's father.
We'll look forward to that, too.
That'd be fun.
Thank you very much, Dennis.
Thank
Victoria,
you.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
A pleasure to see both of you guys.
Great.
I'm Bob Sekulow for Derby 124.
Walter Cronkite. Walter, you look through that racing form as though you really know what you're doing here.
That's why I do it that way, to pretend that I know what I'm doing.
What's your attraction for this place, Walter?
Oh, of course, it's one of the great sporting spectacles in America, in the world, perhaps, and it's it has a Kentucky kind of homegrown feeling to it. You get here and you feel like you're welcome. You want to be a part of the group. I'm afraid that I tear up over old Kentucky home when they play it every year.
You're an old softie.
Yeah, I got to pretend I've got a sinus problem.
Thank you, Walter. Milton Metz on Millionaire's Row with Walter Cronkite.
Joe Elliott has made contact with Cato Kaelin.
What are you doing? Tell me what you're up to these days. You were in the talk show business for a while, weren't you?
Yeah, I had a radio show. I'm also doing a new show called Ham TV. We just had a pilot screen in L.A. We'll see what happens. And I'm in a new movie called Basketball with the guys from South Park. Comes out in July. And then I start a new movie next Saturday called The Decade. It's about a college hazing. And gosh, maybe soon that Academy Award. Joe, it's not far off.
Well, I appreciate you spending a couple of minutes with us today. Hope your horse wins and come back and see us again.
I would be delighted to. And do your show at the station.
You got a deal.
It's the first time I'm talking to a microphone, Joe, that's plugged into a Walkman. I don't know. What kind of budget do you have?
Well, we come to the wire. It is going to be Joyeux Dansoor wins another one. He takes it by about four lengths. Lasting approval, I think, close for second.
Who's your horse?
Victory Gallop.
Victory Gallop.
Victory Gallop.
Are you all a team?
Billy Reed.
I'm going to pick Favorite Trick to win.
All right. What about you, Paul?
I'm going to go with Cape Town to win the race.
All right. Tony Cruz, you've watched them all. What do you think?
Guys, I'm going one, Cape Town. Two, Indian Charlie. Three, Hallory Hunter.
As soon as the winner hits the finish line, one of the three of us are going to be standing up here hitting ourselves in the forehead and saying, gosh, why did I see that?
They're off in the 124th Kentucky Derby. Indian Charlie on the inside. They battle right together. Cape Town is driven into third. Real Quiet moves in front. Indian Charlie second. Cape Town third. Victory Gallop mounts a charge on the outside. Real Quiet coming on inside the final furlong with the lead. Victory Gallop is chasing him. Real Quiet trying to hold off Victory Gallop. Real Quiet maintains the lead. Victory Gallop closing. Here's the finish. Victory Gallop couldn't quite get there. Real Quiet gets it by half length over Victory Gallop. It was close after that with Hallory Hunter. along with Indian Charlie, who suffers his first loss. Then came Parade Ground and Cape Town. The time of the Derby, 2 minutes, 2 and 1/5.